adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barbaro.
The Cisco Kid. Another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Situated about halfway between the distant towns of Cactus and Sageland was the trading post of Twin Trees, its low adobe walls blending into the expanse of sun-baked desert that surrounded it. Here lived Jim Barnes and his daughter Belle, isolated except for the occasional ranchers and Indians who stopped by. It was Jim Barnes who owned and drove the Sageland stage, making two trips each week between the towns and using his trading post as a convenient resting point to break the long trek. As our story opens, the stage is on its way toward Twin Trees. Jim Barnes, his hands tight on the reins, starts the torturous descent through Coyote Canyon Trail. No passengers are riding the stage today, but a shipment of gold in a strong box rests between Jim Barnes' feet. Suddenly, as the trail winds past an outcropping of rock...
Easy.
All right, you toss off that box.
Not on your life, I won't. One lone skunk ain't gonna hold up Jim Barnes.
Correct, sensible. They're more than one of us. And one word from me and they'll open up. Toss that box down now.
I won't do no such thing. Turn loose that horse.
You asked for it.
Get up. Get going. Son, keep an outlaws. I'll show you. Get up. Get up.
Anything else you need now, beside the coffee and flour?
No, senorita. I believe that is all. Pancho and Cisco will go now.
That'll be $1.04.
Si, senorita.
You're not figuring to match me out of that chuck, are you?
No, senorita. Cisco merely flips the coin to amuse himself.
Thought maybe you wanted to pay for your chuck the hard way. Double or nothing.
Senorita, Cisco does not gamble. Unless the stakes are quite unusual.
Such as?
Maybe bringing a soft light to the eyes and a happy smile to the lips of a lonely senorita.
You wouldn't be trying to get fresh, would you, hombre?
Oh, certainly not, senorita. Cisco just likes to make the pleasant talk.
I've heard that kind of talk before. It don't go with me. I'll take the money for the chuck.
But
now.
Of course, senorita, of course. 1 peso, 50 centavos. Yeah, gracias, senorita. Come, Pancho, we go now.
Si. Un momento, amigo.
Un momento?
Uh-huh.
For what? All the time I've been buying the coffee and flour and talking with the senorita, you, Pancho, have been standing staring at that shelf.
Very beautiful, that picture on the shelf.
What picture?
There.
Cisco sees nothing but some jars and bottles and a box of dried beans.
It's from these things Pancho make the picture.
Oh, Pancho is the artist, no?
Pancho not see the bottles in the box. Pancho see the plate piled high with the beautiful friolis, the little red peppers, the tacos...
Hey, listen. Someone's coming here in a great hurry.
Oh, it's the stage. Father doesn't usually drive that fast into the post. Oh, something must have happened.
Well, let us go see. Come.
Girl!
Oh, yes, Father. What's the matter?
Hold up. They got me, Bill.
Here, senor. Here. I will help you down. Easy now. Easy.
Time to get the strong box.
Why don't you get the box from the stage?
Here, Father. I'll help you.
Oh, thanks, don't help you, all right. Just need to lie down.
Here, senor. Your shoulder is bleeding. You've lost much blood.
I'll go and fix the bed for him.
Get water and clean cloths for bandages. Come, senor. Perhaps it's better if I carry you, eh?
Maybe, stranger.
Come on. Just go and take care of your wound, too, senor. Here. We put you down on the bed.
I'll put this blanket over him.
Yeah.
The box. Strong box. Did someone get it?
Si, amigo. Pancho got it. Mother me, it's heavy.
Put it right here by me.
Read the bell. Get the water. I will cut away his shirt.
All right.
Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
We'll see about the horses on the stage.
Si, I see.
The gold in the box. I've got to get it through the cactus. Got to get it through.
Here's the water and bandages. Is it going to be all right?
I cannot tell you, senorita. The wound is very deep. Yeah. Bullet entered from the back. Lodged below the collarbone. I'll have to remove it. Senorita Bell.
Yes?
Please boil water quickly.
Oh, yes. I'm so afraid.
Cisco does not believe Senorita Bell is as brave and tough as she tries to appear.
Gonna get that gold. Jim will stop at Twin Trees.
If he made it. Took a heap of driving to get that stage down the canyon like he was going.
He'll make it, all right. He'll be there with Bell, just the two of them. It'll be a cinch to get that strong box now.
Now, wait a minute, Slick. You and Bell being sweet on each other like you are, we can't just walk in and take it.
Of course not, you fool. I got a scheme, and Bell's gonna help us. That way, I'll get the gold and the girl, too.
Slick, I don't quite figure...
You let me do the figuring, Baldy. Come on, we're going to Twin Trees.
Yep.
Senorita Bell, you must be brave.
I know, but I'm not brave, really.
I understand, Senorita. One must wear the armor of bravery, no?
Yes. Yes, I guess that's it.
Bell.
Yes, Father.
The gold. It's got to get through.
Do not worry, Senor, about the gold. It will get through. Right now, this bullet is the important thing. And just lie quietly.
Do you know who it was who held you up, Father?
Low down on the varmint wore a mask.
You would not know him again, Senor?
No. There was more than one of them, though.
It's better if you do not talk now, Senor.
I've got to talk. Bell, that gold's got to get through to Cactus. You'll see it does.
Of course, Father.
I will help, Senorita Bell.
Who are you, stranger?
I am Cisco. I'm known as the Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid? Bell?
Yes, Father.
Remember what I taught your daughter? Don't never trust nobody.
I'm so sorry, Senorita.
He was always so good and kind.
There, Senorita. Always you must remember your father's goodness and his kindness.
I know.
Who is this?
All right, you. Take your arms from around that girl. Bell, what's the meaning of this?
Oh, Slick.
Pardon, Senor. You are intruding at a very sad time.
Intruding, am I? Oh, yeah.
You are intruding, Senor. Into the presence of death.
Death? Who's dead?
Senorita Bell's father.
Gosh, Slick, I didn't think...
Shut up, Baldy. Bell, come here. What happened?
Oh, Slick, the stage was held up and Father was shot. We tried to do everything for him, but it didn't help.
This is bad, Senor. Very bad. The desperado must be found at once, or...
Desperado? Did your father say it was just one held him up, Bell?
No, Slick. Father said there was more than one.
Did he know who they was?
No, he didn't recognize them.
Excepting for one little thing. The bandido with the mask had very black, piercing eyes.
That ain't nothing. Lots of people got black, piercing eyes.
I'll do the talking, Baldy. You ain't trying to say it's me, are you, hombre?
Why, that's ridiculous. Slick's been our friend for a long time.
Sure, Bell. You can count on me, too. Did your father say anything about the gold on the stage?
What gold, senor?
Why, the gold that was riding the stage. Now, look, hombre, you trying to cause trouble here?
Not at all, senor. Perhaps I'm trying to avoid trouble for Senorita Bell.
I'll take care of Bell. What did your father say about it, Bell?
Well, he said it had to get through to Cactus.
Is the box still on the stage?
No, Slick. Father had us put it under his bed.
Good. We'll get it and take it through to Cactus for him.
I do not think that would be wise, Senorita Bell.
Why not? Slick will get it through, all right.
He would probably get it through, but not to Cactus.
Now, look, you. I've had about enough of this. Bell, it's lucky me and Baldy come along. This hombre's figuring on stealing that gold.
Oh, Slick, I can't believe
you. You're too innocent and trust in Bell. Baldy?
Yeah, Slick?
Help Bell get the box from under the bed and put it on the stage. I'll handle this troublemaker.
Sure, Slick.
Now, you
can play at this, senor.
This shame. Play, hombre.
You are right, senor.
This gun will change things.
Not unless you can use it.
Use it.
Very bad aim, eh?
If you hadn't caught my wrist.
No, we will fight without guns, eh?
Senorita Pancho, help.
Keep your hands off that box, hombre.
What happened, Senorita? What happened?
Plenty's happened. My father's dead. Oh. Well, it's lucky Slick and Baldy came along when they did.
Yeah. You and your partner inside would have stole this gold, sure.
Pancho don't understand. He take the horses to the wood.
You understand, all right.
Huh?
Here, Miss Bell. Help me get this box on the stage.
Baldy. Help! Come here!
Hey, Slick's in trouble. Coming, boss.
Madre mia, what all the trouble, Senorita?
Don't talk to me. Don't you touch me.
Pancho, I told you. He finished hitching the horses.
Don't you dare touch me. Slick and Baldy will take care of Cisco.
Cisco? Take care of Cisco? What do you mean? What do you mean?
They'll see he never gets another chance to steal. He won't be able to.
You mean they beat Cisco? It's not good. Cisco! Cisco! Pancho, come in with the help! Cisco! I help!
Pancho! That was easier than I thought. We fixed those two. Now you get the strong box onto the stage.
Yeah, but the stage is gone.
Gone? Where?
Bell drove off with it.
We gotta catch her.
How?
We cut across country and catch her by Willow Creek. This time, Baldy, you wear the mask.
In just a moment, we'll bring you the exciting climax in our story of the Cisco Kid. And now, back to the Cisco Kid. Have Cisco and Pancho lost their fight in the Twin Tree Trading Post? It looks that way. Slick and Baldy have ridden to cut off the stage driven by Bell Barnes. While back at Twin Trees, Pancho shakes his head and opens his eyes to see Cisco looking at him and laughing.
Pancho, amigo, you look so funny when you fell.
Funny? What's so funny?
Look, Cisco.
Si, amigo.
Pancho not remember either of the two hombres hitting him. What happened, huh?
Cisco hit you, Pancho.
So? Cisco hit Pancho. But why'd you do this, Cisco?
Because, amigo, we could not afford to win this fight with Slick and Baldy.
It's very peculiar, this. Fighting that want to win.
For a very good reason, Pancho. We let Slick and Baldy think they have won.
Huh?
We let them go. Now, we go after them.
It's all very mixed up things, Cisco. What we do about Senor Jim what was shot?
We must leave him here, Pancho. Oh. After we have rescued the gold and Senorita Bell, we will come back.
Pancho got a bad headache. Well, I feel better now.
Good. Come, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
We must ride to overtake Senorita Bell.
But Senorita Bell and the stage, they got a very good start.
But, Pancho, do not forget, we have Diablo and Loco.
Yes, Cisco, you're right.
Diablo! Loco!
Make it, Slick.
Sure, Baldy. The wagon trail winds way around the gorge. This shortcut will get us to Willow Creek in plenty of time.
Why don't we just make out like we're trying to help Belle? Ride up, be friendly like, and help her run the stage onto Catcus.
You're forgetting, Baldy. It's the gold we're after. Once it's in Cactus, it won't do us no good.
Yeah, hadn't thought of that, Slick. What about Belle? How are you going to square things with her?
She'll never know who done it, Baldy. If we get the strong box, let her drive right on into Cactus. Then you and me'll ride back to Twin Trees, take care of them two hombres, and be sitting in real deep mourning for old man Barnes.
Suppose he gets the sheriff and comes back with a posse.
He sure hopes he does.
That don't make no sense, Slick.
Oh, no. Wait and see, Baldy. We got the gold cashed out, and we turn them two hombres over to the sheriff. I get the gal, and we're heroes.
Yeah, maybe so, but...
Oh, come on. Come on.
Faster, Pancho.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, try.
We must catch the stage before the bandidos ambush it.
How'd you know all this, Cisco?
What, amigo?
That the bandido ambushed the stage.
Very simple, amigo. Cisco thinks what he would do if he were bandido. Then he does it.
Then Cisco do the same thing?
Si, Pancho.
Then, amigo, that makes Cisco the bandido, no?
No, that does not make Cisco the bandido.
Same thing, Pancho thing.
And Cisco's afraid many sheriffs think the same way as Pancho.
Cisco, over here, the stage.
Si, it's going down the long grade to Willow Creek.
Up, Yaro, yeah. Up, over to the Willow Creek now, go.
Senorita, stop the stage.
I will not.
Then we will have to do it.
Don't come near me. I'll use this whip.
We are trying to help you.
I don't need any help from you.
Pancho, the lead horse. I will jump to the stage. Sorry, Senorita.
I hate you.
That cannot be helped, Senorita Belle. Much as Cisco dislikes to hear you say so.
If only Slick were here.
You may see Slick sooner than you expect, Senorita.
Oh, I hope so.
Come. Get down now.
I will not.
Then Cisco will have to carry you.
Go of me. Let me go.
Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Pick the strong box. Uh-huh. Bring it from the stage.
Yes.
I will have to open the lock.
Thieves, you dirty, low-down thieves.
In the box, Cisco.
Yeah, good. Senorita Belle, you will get inside the stage. Pancho, see that she does.
Yes.
Do you hang for this?
Now, this piece of wire here. And there. My sharp blow at my pistol. And there. Now, it's open. Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Empty out this gold.
Uh-huh.
Put it under the seat in the stage.
Yes, see.
Fill the box with rocks and snap the lock.
Yes.
Now, Senorita Belle, do not try to escape.
You'll pay for this.
That is quite probable, Senorita. Now, while you are in the stage, you will please remove your dress.
What?
And your bonnet, too, Senorita.
Why?
Do as I say. You will not be observed, Senorita.
You can't make me do it.
I can only warn you, Senorita. It will be very disastrous if you do not do as I say. Pancho.
Si, Cisco. The box is filled with stones.
Good. Now, Pancho, take off your coat. Give me your sombrero.
What? What for, Cisco?
Do not ask questions.
Okay.
Senorita, have you removed your dress?
Yes, you brute.
Pass it out the door to me, please.
There.
Gracias. Here. Put on Pancho's coat and sombrero. Pancho.
Huh?
Senorita Belle's dress. Put it on quickly.
Oh, for my goodness sake. Please, Cisco, not make Pancho do this.
Do as I say, amigo.
Crumble.
Here, I help you. Come on.
This dress very fast.
Now, the sunbonnet. With the ribbons tied under the chin. There.
Cisco.
Senorita Pancho makes a very cute chiquita. Now, up into the seat, Pancho. You drive.
I drive.
See, we put the strong box at your feet. When the bandido stops the stage, do not say a word. Just pass the box down to him. You understand?
Pancho understand, but Pancho not like this.
I will get inside the stage with Senorita Belle. We'll both stay out of sight. You ready?
Cisco, you make Pancho very unhappy.
But think, Pancho, how unhappy we make the bandidos. Now go, Pancho.
Up, now go. Go, lead horse. Go, now, go.
Got here in plenty of time, Baldy.
Sure did, Slick. Thought you'd be along before this.
You got it all straight now?
Sure.
Put your mask on. Go right out on the trail and stop the stage. I'll wait out of sight here.
Suppose I have some trouble.
You won't have. And Baldy.
Yeah?
No shooting. Don't use your gun.
All right, Slick.
Here she comes now. Go on. Get out there.
Hold! Get your hands high! Don't make no trouble now.
And I won't make no trouble for you. I want the gold you got aboard. Just slow it down, peaceable. Now, that's real sensible, ma'am. All right, drive on.
That was easy, Baldy.
Yeah, too easy, if you ask me.
What do you mean?
Belle never said a word. Sure must have lost her spunk.
Guess losing her father that way sort of calmed her down.
Was you watching her, Slick?
Yeah, but I couldn't see too good. Why?
Seemed like to me that Belle sure put on a sight of weight since I seen her last.
Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Turn the stage around. Drive back to Twin Trees.
Yes, Cisco. Turn around, these horses.
What's the meaning of this?
Nothing, senorita. Just that it is better that we go back now that the gold has been stolen.
But the gold hasn't been stolen.
No, the bandido thinks otherwise.
Don't be too sure. You didn't fool me with that holdup. When I get to the sheriff, there won't be a square mile where it'll be safe for you to hide.
You will go to the sheriff, senorita?
You bet I will, at the first opportunity.
Cisco will help you go soon, senorita.
What do you mean?
We will stop where we left the Diablo and Loco. You will change clothes with Pancho again. Then you will take Pancho's horse, Loco, and ride to Cactus for the sheriff.
I don't understand.
Pancho and I will go back to Twin Trees. You will ask the sheriff to bring a posse and come there as fast as he can.
Is this another trick?
Not at all. We will be waiting there for you.
Oh, you're just going to wait there for the sheriff to come and get you?
Not us, senorita. We will wait for the sheriff to come for the man who killed your father.
Cisco.
Si?
Now we back here. What we do, huh?
We wait here for the return of those two hombres.
How'd you know they come back, Cisco?
Pancho, as I told you, I think as the bandido thinks.
Huh?
If I were the bandido, I would come back here to get the gold.
You know, if Pancho was the bandido, Pancho not do this. Santo, no. I not want to come back and meet up with the Cisco kid. And that very tough fighter, Pancho.
You are not the bandido, Pancho.
No?
But I am glad to know Pancho is a very tough fighter because, amigo, perhaps you will have a chance to fight soon.
Is the sheriff coming here, Cisco?
No, amigo. It's not the sheriff.
No?
He's our two friends, Slick and Barley.
Oh.
See? Is them all right?
Played pretty slick, didn't you, hombre?
See? Cisco does not understand.
You understand all right. Come on in the post. You and me've got things to settle.
Oh, so? Well.
Where is it?
Where's what, senor?
The gold.
Did not Senorita Belle carry it on the stage to Cactus?
No, and you know darn well she didn't.
That is very strange, senor. Are you quite sure?
That blamed right we're sure. Nothing but a strong box full of rocks.
Then you have seen the stage?
All right, you. Let's cut the talk. We're after the gold and we're going to get it.
Are you sure, senor?
That's enough. Take them, Baldy. We'll give these hombres the beating we thought we did this morning.
Right.
Mighty nice of you to be fighting among yourselves. Saves us a heap of trouble.
They're the ones, Sheriff.
Which ones, Belle?
The tall one. There and his partner. Cisco and Pancho.
Yeah, Belle. They was trying to get away when we caught him.
Oh, Slick, I'm so glad you did.
All right, you two, come peaceable now. Don't want no trouble. And we got these two on charges of robbing the stage.
And murder, Sheriff. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
One moment, Senor Sheriff.
Talking won't do you no good.
It may, Senor, if you will listen.
Don't take a chance, Sheriff.
You will listen to me, Sheriff, and you too, Senorita Belle.
Well, make it fast.
I will ask only a few questions. First, Senor Barley.
Yeah?
How much gold was there in the strong box?
Was nothing in it but rocks.
Shut up.
Well, Slick, there wasn't.
Nothing but rocks. The gold, Senor Sheriff, you will find intact on this stage.
What about murdering Jim Barnes?
That we will solve now. Senorita Belle.
Yes?
Was I not with you here when your father drove up badly wounded?
Yes, you were.
Did you not assist me to remove the bullet that killed him?
Yes, I did.
And this is the bullet we took from your father's wound?
Yes, that's the bullet.
Sheriff, if you will examine this bullet and Senor Slick's gun, I think you will find
that... You won't examine no gun of mine, except the lead that pours out of it.
Get him in. Don't let him escape.
Get him.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why do you make Pancho dress up and send it in the bell's clothes? Pancho feel very foolish.
But, amigo, you dressing up that way fooled the bandito and saved the gold.
You never do this again, will you, Cisco?
Oh, I do not know, Pancho. Perhaps sometime it will be necessary.
Pancho hope not. Madre mia, dress up like a señorita.
Well, Pancho, with the sunbonnet over your face, you did not look so happy, but, amigo, suppose you had a beautiful shawl and a mantilla.
No. No, Cisco. Pancho not like that neither.
All right, Pancho. I will promise you. Never again will you have to wear a señorita's dress.
Isn't that good, Cisco?
Si, amigo. You will not have to be embarrassed again.
Did you know, Cisco?
What now, Pancho?
Pancho just thinking. Maybe with the shawl and the mantillo. Pancho would make a very cute señorita at that.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.